After a week off last week, WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson is back this morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So it seems the race for Ohio's 9th District Senate seat is shaping up. Last week, Republican Charles Winburn announced he'll run against Democrat Cecil Thomas. Not much of a surprise, right?
Not really. There was a placeholder candidate on the ballot, and the Republicans all along wanted to have Charlie Winburn as their candidate because he's well-known, he can raise a lot of money. He's going to be running against Cecil Thomas, the former Cincinnati council member, who's a Democrat. And it's going to be a real interesting race. Charlie Winburn can do this without risking his council seat because we now have four-year council terms. If it had been under the old system where he had two-year terms, he would have to risk losing his council seat if he lost this election. But now, if he runs and loses, he can go back to City Hall.
So describe the district for people that may not know what the 9th district is. What's it made up of?
Well, the 9th Ohio Senate district is like all Senate districts. It's made up of three Ohio House districts. It's basically the central part of the city of Cincinnati, all the way from downtown north. It goes up into Northside and College Hill and Mount Healthy. It takes in some places like Norwood, Silverton. It's a whole lot of people. And it's racially, it's split about evenly. It tends to vote Democratic. All the House members in that district are Democrats. The incumbent, who can't run again, Eric Kearney, is a Democrat. So it tends to be a Democratic district.
Now, you say it's the racial mix is half and half, sort of.
Pretty much.
Pretty well mixed.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Does it make a difference for either of the candidates?
Well, it makes a difference because, I mean, you've got two African-American candidates running against each other, both of whom have shown great appeal in the African-American community in city council races. Cecil Thomas, is very popular. Winburn, although he's a conservative Republican, has pulled away a number of Democratic African-American votes in his council races. So, it's going to be a key factor in this race.
Could money play any part of it?
Well, money always plays a part of it. It's funny because Winburn, when he first started talking about this months ago, was talking about raising $500,000. Apparently, now he's talking about raising $1 million. And that's just absolutely unheard of in an Ohio Senate race. Nobody spends $1 million for an Ohio Senate seat. But he's talking about raising that much money.
Can he do it?
Well, I would never say never with Charlie because he's a very good fundraiser. He's raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for his council campaigns. And he's very well connected to the business community, and they support him. But what he's going to do with all that money, I have no idea.
What about Cecil Thomas? Is he going to have to raise that kind of money?
No. Cecil's not going to raise that kind of money. I mean, Cecil Thomas, in his council campaigns, has run pretty low-budget affairs, pretty close to the ground, grassroots. He's very well-known, particularly in the African-American community, spent many years as a police officer. He was the head of the Human Relations Commission. He had four terms on city council. So they know him, and he runs a closer-to-the-ground campaign that doesn't require that kind of money. And he would never be able to match Charlie Winburn in fundraising.
So what does this seat mean to the Republicans?
Well, the Ohio Republicans obviously hold a big advantage in the Ohio Senate, but there are no African-American Republican senators in Columbus, and it would sort of be a feather in the cap of the Hamilton County Republican Party if they could get Charlie Winburn elected as the one and only black Ohio state senator.
Turning away from that a bit, but still spending time in Columbus, former President Bill Clinton there this weekend. Briefly, what was the point of him coming?
Well, to gin up the troops for the fall campaign. You got the governor's race and all the statewide races, and they're behind in terms of money. in the polling. And, you know, Clinton's message was get out the vote, get out the vote, find every voter, get them out there, you know, and you can overcome a money disadvantage.
Howard, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's political reporter. You can read his column and stories at WVXU.org.
Support